It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, so far we've covered how USDA's August crop production supply and demand estimate was neutral to friendly to the wheat market, how it was bullish to the corn market. Today, we'll talk about what it was for soybeans. We'll do that after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, unlike the wheat and the corn, soybeans' August crop production supply and demand estimate was a little bit negative to the soybean market. Looking at it for new crop or for old crop, USDA came in and made some minor adjustments. The one that was mostly expected was an increase in crush demand of 5 million bushels. We saw some minor adjustments to seed and residual, but the net result was a 5 million bushel cut in ending stocks, putting stocks at 325 million bushels. That was 4 million above expectations. Now, on new crop, USDA came in and surprised everybody like they did in corn and increased planted and harvested acres. They increased 1.4 million acres of the soybeans, but that was somewhat offset by a decrease in yield. Yield dropped 3/10 of a bushel to 52.7. That was 1/10 of a bushel below expectations. The net result was an increase in production of 44 million bushels, putting production at 4.519 billion. That was 54 million above expectations. On the demand side, as expected, USDA came in and increased crush by 30 million bushels. We did see a seed and residual adjusted a little bit, but the net result was a 10 million bushel increase in ending stocks, putting stocks at 320 million bushels. That was 18 million above expectations. Overall, well, that was a little bit negative as far as the soybean market was concerned, as most were looking for a little bit lower stocks estimate than that. But it does show that any kind of a hiccup in production could cause a little bit of a push as far as soybeans are concerned. Demand is increasing, a lot of it from China, and that is helping to put some underlying support in the market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.